Thanks to the Lord, today is Christmas Eve.
我们知道圣诞节是一个非常让我们喜乐的这个时刻。
We all know Christmas is a day of joys.
让我们喜乐的原因是什么呢
？So what's the reason for our joy?
有很多很多的原因。
There are so many reasons.
我们看到外面到处都是非常美丽的圣诞灯火，让我们喜乐。
There are so many Christmas lightnings outside.
我们也知道，可能在我们家里面，在圣诞树下面，哈，有很多很多的礼物还没有打开。
There are so many presents under the Christmas tree at your home.
也许我们看到在圣诞节，看到我们一年之中最多的人群，我们为此感到喜乐。
We may see the largest crowd, in this day.
我们平时好像没有这么多人，今天人很多，我们很高兴。
We suddenly see so many people outside.
但是我们知道还有一个更加重要的原因，圣经告诉我们说，圣诞节意味着一个大喜的信息。
Among all the reasons, the biggest reason is that Christmas means the good news of great joy.
在耶稣基督诞生的那一个晚上，天使向世界宣布说，今天晚上要向你们宣布一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
On the day of Jesus Christ's birth, we see the descendants of angels to declare the good news toward the people.
所以这个大喜的信息，耶稣基督诞生，是真正的给世界，让我们今天感到欢呼喜悦的真正的原因。
This is the reason why we celebrate the day, because it brings the good news toward the world.
那我们这个大喜的信息究竟是什么？
So what's the message of the great joys?
这个大喜的信息就是今天在大卫的神里面，为了为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Luke chapter 2 verse 11, for among you is born this day in the city of David a savior, which is Christ the Lord.
在这里主基督在这里实际上有三个名称代表耶稣基督他是谁。
There are three titles referring to the Jesus Christ.
他这里说为你们生了救主，耶稣基督首先他是救主。
First of all, Jesus Christ is a savior.
圣经告诉我们说除了耶稣别无拯救。
The Bible has told us, except for Jesus, there is no savior.
只有耶稣基督，他把人类从罪恶和死亡中拯救出来。
Only through Jesus could he liberate us from sin and evil.
这是第一个救主。第二个呢，就是主基督。第二个是主。
The second title is the Lord.
这个主代表什么
？What does it mean?
代表他不仅仅是救主，还要成我们真正的生命之主。
Not only it would be our Lord of life.
他将主宰我们的人生。
He will take over our lives.
他也是那一位这一个创始以来那一位第一位格的天父上帝的代表。
He would be the first persona of the God.
然后第三个，他说耶稣是基督。
The third title is Christ.
基督他的原文意思是受膏者。
According to its original meaning, Christ means anointed.
受膏的意思是上帝这一个恩膏了他，膏了他，就实际上就是说上帝亲自差派耶稣基督的。
It means that God dispatched him directly.
所以耶稣基督在这里有三个名称，一个他是救主，第二个他是生命之主，他更是受上帝直接差派的受膏者。
In some, there are three titles. The first is the Savior, the second is the Lord of Life, and the third is the Anointed.
所以这个大好的信息，我们从这一个三个 title 就可以做一个总结。
So we can summarize the message of the great news based on the three titles.
我们圣诞的信息，这个大喜的信息，那就是。
So the message of Christmas is
拯救之主耶稣。受上帝恩膏，受上帝差派，来到人间，成为我们的生命之主，也就是这个生命之主，就是把 人类从罪恶和死亡中拯救出来，并且要做我们的生命的主。
So it means that Jesus, the Lord of salvation, was sent by God to be the Lord of life, to save man from sin and death, and become the Lord of our life.
这就是大好的信息。
This is a good news.
那我们仔细再看看，今天我们要仔细看，为这一个在圣诞的这一个晚上，那这个大信息是如何的来到人间的。
So how this good news was conveyed to the mankind?
这个信息呢，是来自于天上的。
So the great news comes from the heaven.
这个最重要的体现，就是这个信息是天使作为报信者。
The embodiment of the message is that it was dispatched by the angels.
这个信息不是来自地上任何一个人。
It was not dispatched from anyone living on the world.
它是来自于天上。
It's from the heaven.
它是天使是报信者。
So the angels are the messengers.
天使是什么？
So what are the angels?
天使是属灵的受造之物。
The angels are spiritual creatures.
它不是属地的。
They don't belong to the world.
天使报信意味着这个信息是上帝差派从天上来到人间。
The angel as a spiritual messengers means the message comes from the heaven.
因为什么呢？因为救恩来自于天上。
Because salvation comes from the heaven.
因为救恩来自于上帝。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
拯救人类的绝对不会是人类。
To save mankind must not be mankind themselves.
救恩来自于上帝。
Salvation derives from the God.
所以啊，圣经这里清楚告诉我们说，主的让这个牧羊人在伯利恒野地牧羊的时候，是主的使者，就是天使向他们显现。
So according to the scriptures, upon that night, the angels revealed themselves to the shepherds.
然后天使告诉他们信息以后呢，天使给对他们亲自说，你们不要惧怕，因为他们看到了天使荣光。
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
我来到人间啊，不是来吓唬你们，也不是给你们一个什么惊喜，而是要告诉你们一个大喜的信息。
That's what I have just said. Yeah, scriptures. So.
Okay. 所以总的来说啊，这个天使报信呢，告诉我们有这三个方面的意思。
So there are three messages in this sentence.
这个信息是来自于天上。
So first of all, the message comes from the heaven.
第二个，这个信息是属灵的。
Second, the message is spiritual.
不是给我们带来一个看得见的物质的属世的一个礼物。
It doesn't bring any kind of material gift to us.
而是一个属灵的一个伟大的信息。
It is a spiritual message.
它这个信息首先跟上帝有关系。
So first of the message is related to the God.
上帝是一个灵。
The God is spiritual in essence.
第二个，天使也是属灵的。
Second, angels are spiritual as well.
所以这个信息是关乎灵魂，关乎生命，是肉眼看不见，肉眼听不到的，是一个属灵的信息。
So, in essence, the message is spiritual.
那当然，只有属灵的人才能听见。
So only a spiritual person can hear the message.
谁是属灵的人？
So who are the spiritual people?
你是不是一个属灵的人？
Are you a spiritual people?
所以今天的信息既是对福音朋友讲的，也是对我们今天的每一个已经信主的人讲的。
So this message is not only to those who are becoming a Christian, but also to those who have already become Christian.
在这里我要强调，只有属灵的人才能够听见天使的信息，因为天使说话，不属灵的人是听不见的。
Only a spiritual person can hear the message because an unspiritual person couldn't hear it.
这就带来我们今天要思考的第三个问题。
So now let's return to the third topic of today's sermon.
谁是有史以来第一个或者第一批接受这个福音信息的人。
So who are the first recipients of this great message?
在这里告诉我们，是那个在野地里牧羊的人，他们第一个听到了天使的信息，也是第一个接受福音的这一个人，也是第一个传扬福音的人。
According to the scriptures, the shepherds are the first to hear the message, to receive the message, and to spread the message.
我们在这里要思考，为什么是这一群牧羊的人，他们接受到第一个接受到福音的信息的？
So why are shepherds the first recipients?
为什么不是君王？为什么不是有这一个宗教权柄的大祭司，也不是有圣经知识的文士和法利赛人？
So why not a king with political power, or why not a high priest with religious authority, or a Pharisee scribe with religious knowledge?
按照人的逻辑，重要的事情应该首先通知君王。
According to the man's logic, an important message would be conveyed to the king first.
然后让君王传递给世上的臣民。
And then the king would relay the message to everyone else in the world.
这样应该首先是一个比较这个逻辑的这一个顺序。
This sequence will make sense.
另外一个呢，如果要传递这个福音的话，对吧？这个上帝透过天使传福音，他肯定是希望世上很多很多人都听见这个信息。
If the angels are going to spread the good message, they would hope that everyone in the world would hear it.
那如果让君王来传递，君王有他的权柄，那不传递很容易吗？
Because a king has a power, it would be easier for him to spread the message.
为什么不是向君王传递？
So why not spread the message towards the kings?
又为什么不是向这一个有宗教权柄的这个大祭司传递呢？
Why don't spread the message towards a high priest with religious authority?
宗教领袖他本身已经有在人的心里，在人的属灵上有很多的影响力和权柄，如果让他们传递，让他们给那一些犹太人或者世上所有人传递，不是更加容易吗？
Religious authorities, because they were bestowed with power, would be more effective to spread the message towards the people.
或者这个信息为什么不像那些饱读这个旧约圣经的那些文士法利赛人，向他们来传递，然后他们利用他们的宗教知识，不是能够发挥得更加的完美，能够更加的更快的把福音传出来吗？
Wouldn't it be more perfect and more effective if the angels send the message towards the Pharisees who are very knowledgeable about religions?
当我每一次想到第一批传递啊，第一次接受福音，或者上帝选定啊接受福音的人，居然是一群在野地里牧羊的牧羊人，我就感到非常的震撼。
I was amazed when I learned that the first recipients were the shepherds in the wilderness.
为什么
？Why？
我们来思考。首先，第一点，上帝说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So first of all, according to the scriptures, the God has said, the spiritual with a pure and watching heart is blessed.
这群牧羊人，他们是一群清心的人。
These shepherds are pure people.
只有清心的人才能真正的见到神。
Only pure people can see the Lord.
因为上帝是圣洁的。
Because the Lord is pure.
所以圣经在诗篇第二篇告诉我们说，这一个只有这一个啊，谁能登耶和华的山，谁能进耶和华的圣所，就是心里面圣洁，心中不怀诡诈的人。
According to Psalm chapter 2, only those who are pure were able to ascend the mountain of the God.
我们知道这个历史告诉我们啊，君王当他们后来听到耶稣基督的信息以后，他们采取什么态度呢？
The history has told us what happened to the kings once they received the message from the God.
这个西利王听到这个信息以后，他不是不仅不欢迎耶稣基督，他想到的是要把耶稣杀害在摇篮里面。
When the king Herod heard the message, his action is not to embrace it, but to kill the Jesus Christ.
他所想到的这个耶稣基督可能来跟他争夺他的人民。
His only thought is that Jesus Christ would compete with himself over his people and wealth.
他以为这一个来做王的这个做王的耶稣是来跟他争夺他的臣民的。
His thought is that Jesus Christ is to compete over his throne.
君王他们要统治人，但是耶稣基督是要真正的要拯救人的心。
The king's responsibility is to rule people, but the Jesus Christ is to save people.
所以君王他们对待这一位救主，他们考虑的不是人心的拯救，他们考虑的是自己的权利。
So the king's thought is to, intention is to is over political power is not about salvation.
他们没有一个清洁的心，所以他们不会接受耶稣基督。
Because they don't have a pure heart, so they wouldn't embrace Jesus Christ.
所以上帝不会说，我选择第一个听到福音的人就是拒绝我的人，他一定要选择一个能够听而且愿意听愿意接受他的人。
So the God will choose the recipient not as those who were rejected, but those who were embraced.
然后第二个，这一个这些牧羊人，他们不仅是清醒的人，他们也是灵里面警醒的人。
The second reason is that these shepherds are watching.
他们不仅仅他们不仅仅是在看守羊群。我们从整个的圣经可以看出来，他们的心灵是一个也是在。
Because they are watching over shepherds, they are vigilant.
如果他们心灵不警醒，天使向他们显现，他们如何能够看见呢？
If they are not vigilant, how can they see the descendants of angels?
属灵的光辉，只有属灵的人才能看见。
The spiritual light can only be revealed to spiritual people.
在你的人生中，也许天使已经很多次向你显现。
Maybe in your lifetime, the angels have revealed themselves to you multiple times.
只是你没有看见。
Probably you are blinded.
所以弟兄姊妹，上帝选择一群牧羊的人是有他的道理的。
So there is a reason why the Lord has chosen the shepherds as the recipients.
这群牧羊人，他们不仅有一颗清心和警醒的心，而且他们有一颗真的谦卑愿意匍匐愿意相信的心。
In addition, the shepherds are humble.
所以你看天使跟他们说，今天的大卫城里面要跟你们身为救主，就说了这一句话，没有说太多，他们就信了。
And the angels just told them one sentence and they believed in it.
他们说什么？
What did they say?
他们说好，那我们现在就去伯利恒，要看一看上帝要成就的事情。
So they say, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the things which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us.
如果你在野地里牧羊的时候，这个地方也许离伯利恒还很远呢，你会把羊群拎下放下牧羊了不管这些羊了，你会马上就一句话就相信了，就说我现在就去伯利恒就要看吗？所以弟兄姊妹，我们要思考。
If you were the shepherds and you watch over your sheep in the wilderness, which might be distance from the Bethlehem, would you follow the instruction of angels and leave behind your sheep and go to the Bethlehem immediately?
所以这群天使就一句话就去了就看见了，英文更加的清楚， Go and see.
So they heard the message and go immediately.
今天也是一样，如果今天有人邀请你说去教会听福音，你说不管怎么样我听吧，你来了你听见了可能你就相信了。
Nowadays, if someone told you you should go to the church immediately, would you follow his 有那 instruction。
但这个说我不去，这去不去无所谓，那可能就听不见。
So if you say, you know, I may not go to the church, then you don't receive the message.
所以这些牧羊人他们不仅去了，而且圣经告诉我们说他们急忙就去了。
In addition, the scripture said they came with haste.
他们心中有那么一个渴望，所以他们急忙就要看到天使所传递的这个大好信息。
Because they are eager to hear the message, that's the reason why they haste to see.
去了就寻见。
And once they go there, they found.
就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，还有那一个诞生在马槽里的婴孩。
They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a crib.
所以在这里可以说啊，有一个 go and see， 还有一个 come and found。所以弟兄姊妹，所以上帝给我们说什么？这一个寻找就寻见，叩门就开门。
So the Lord has told us, if you want to seek, you will find it, and if you knock the door, you will be welcomed.
信仰只会向追求信仰的人敞开。
So the faith will only reveal itself to those who are seek, who are faithful,
who are pursuing faith. 啊，所以如果你的心没有追求属灵的事情，你的心没有追求永生的事情，你的心没有追求生命的事情，你不会得着生命。
If you don't intend to seek, pursue faith, you wouldn't seek it in your life. You wouldn't seek salvation in your life.
所以我们传福音不是要讨好任何人。
So, to spread the message is not to please everyone.
我们传福音不是求人信耶稣。
So, to spread the message is not to plead toward them to believe in God.
我们求福音，虽然我们要给人恩典，但是我们也不是用恩典、廉价的恩典来吸引、来这一个，甚至于说讨好不信主的人。
We are not using grace to bargain for people.
信仰永远是向那一些追求信仰的人敞开的。
So the faith only reveals itself to those who are seeking faith.
这就是为什么传福音首先要祷告。
So that's the reason why you need to pray ahead of spreading the message.
为什么说我们要给福音朋友祷告那么重要？为什么祷告会那么的重要？
So why is a prayer so important?
如果一个人他的心根本不在属灵的事情，你帮助他一万次都没有用。
If that person is not spiritual, even if you help that person 10,000 times, it will be futile.
律法从摩西来，恩典跟真理从耶稣基督来。
The law comes from the Moses, and the salvation comes from the Jesus.
恩典和真理永远是结合在一起的。
Grace and truth are combined together.
没有真理的恩典就不是恩典。
A grace without truth is not a truly grace.
没有恩典的真理也不是真理。
A grace without truth wouldn't be a grace.
所以恩典和真理这一个属灵的结合，那就是耶稣基督道路、真理和生命的代表。
The spiritual combination of grace and truth is Jesus Christ, because He is the way.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这一群啊牧羊人之所以成为福音的第一批接受者，因为他们有一颗谦卑而又真正追寻真理、追求上帝的心。
The reason why the shepherds are the first recipients because they are humble and have a faith pursuing heart.
这个啊，我们知道。回到刚才的问题，为什么第一批的福音传被接受福音的人不是那些大祭司、那个宗教的领袖，也不是饱读圣经的这一个文士法利赛人呢
？Now let's return to the previous question.Why the first recipients were not those powerful people?
寻求宗教，寻求信仰，不是完全是不一样的事情。
To seek for religion and to seek for faith are not the same thing.
寻求宗教， 实际上在寻求自我。
To seek for religion is to seek for yourself.
寻求宗教的人啊，别看是大祭司，天天读圣经，但他并没有读懂，并不是在真正追求上帝，更不是在追求真理。
A religious person actually didn't fully understand the message himself.
因为他把这一些这个圣经当作一些知识来体会。
Because they regard the Bible as kind of knowledge.
而且把这些宗教知识啊，作为自己在人面前成为领袖的资本。
They used it to boast themselves in front of people.
所以一句话简单的说，寻求宗教的人是在宗教知识里面自我陶醉。
To be a religious person means to God indulged in the world of religion.
然后在宗教知识中，他们追求人的赞扬，追求人的跟随，所以用宗教知识成为宗教领袖的资本。
They seek man's praise because of their religious knowledge so that they could be religious leader.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣这个历史告诉我们，当耶稣基督后来在这一个圣殿里面，在这一个圣的港啊，在这个会堂里面反复讲道的时候，最抵挡他的就是那些宗教领袖。
As the Bible has told us, when the Jesus Christ was in the synagogue, he told his disciples, the Pharisees are those who block his way.
那我今天问在座的每一位，你不是宗教领袖，但你还是有可能做一个宗教徒。
So, I'm asking you, even though you are not a religious leader, you could be a religious people.
你来到教会是觉得是习以为常的做一个礼拜啊，习以为常的参加一个聚会呢，还是读读圣经啊，追求点宗教知识，还是真正的说主啊，这个世界是败坏的，这个世界是没有希望的，这个世界这个人生是没有意义的。我今天来到上帝面前，我的每一次聚会都是在真真实实的追求这一位生命的主。
You ask yourself, if you go to the church, it is just because a habit.Or you going to the church because you believe that the world is in chaos and you are seeking salvation here.
今天啊，教会，我不是说我们教会，很多很多的教会，我们就是在无形之中在 run program.
So I'm not referring to this church, but in many churches, people just, you know, attend the church just referring to the programs.
我们真的是追求一个领导我们生命，一个改造我们的生命，一个真正的荣耀我们的生命，把我们的生命真正的这一个降服在上帝面前，成为一个圣洁的，一个真正能够荣耀他生命的，是这样一个信仰吗？
So what we are looking for? Well, we just looking for a leader who could liberate us from the world or like to become the savior of life.
我今天说一句挑战各位的话。
So I'm going to challenge yourself.
所以每次他们讲到，我一言扫下去，谁在认真听，谁没有认真听啊，我一目了然。
Because I'm sitting here, so I can know immediately who is listening carefully and who is not.
我知道最有希望的，成长最快的，是那一个来到神的殿中，在真真听道的人。
So I know who are the true believers who are seeking or pursuing the faith.
所以这就是为什么今天我们要想到这个经文，上帝差派天使传福音，他没有选择宗教领袖，没有选择大祭司，没有选择文士法利赛人，他们却上帝却选择了在旷野里面，在野地里面牧羊的这个下层的人啊，这一个名不见经传的人，但是是一群真真清心的真真的寻求上帝的人。
So that's the reason why I give a sermon on this topic. The first recipients of the message are not those powerful people, but those nameless people, the shepherds, because they are faithful. Yeah.
而且上帝也知道，这些人是真正的会传扬福音的人。
Because the Lord knows these people are the ones who are going to spread His message.
这里17节讲得非常的清楚。17节。非常清楚，他就说， 他们看到了马太的耶稣，既然看见，就把天使认着孩子的话什么传开了。
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
听到福音就信了，信了就传福音。
When they heard the gossip, they believed in it, and when they believed in it, they spread it.
今天有多少人一听就信，一听就信了？
How many people nowadays were able to believe it once heard it?
有多少人信了，真的就去传福音呢？
And how many people would spread the message when they heard it?
也许这就是我们，也就是上帝为什么不选择其他的人，而只选择这一个。牧羊人的原因。
So that's the reason why the God chose the shepherds over others.
他们传开了，凡听见的，就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
诧异，代表不一定代表接受。
Their wonder doesn't mean they received it.
但他们会震撼。
But they are amazed.
有很多原因让他们震撼。
There are so many reasons why they are amazed.
也许原因之一就是我们平时关于什么上帝的话都是文士、祭司、法利赛人给我们讲啊，怎么今天这些天使给我们讲这些话呢？
Maybe one reason is that in the past the message was told by the Pharisees and those with power, but today it was spread by the shepherds.
翻译得很好，你帮我纠正了，我说错了，不是天使。今天为什么是这群牧羊人给我讲呢？给我们讲呢？所以他们就诧异。
So that's the reason why they are amazed, wondered.
所以上帝告诉我们，从这个故事里面告诉我们，上帝传福音给我们，不是让我们仅仅接受福音，而且让我们也做一个天使，像天使一样传递这个福音。
So the scripture told us that God made angels to evangelize you, to be angels to evangelize others.
圣经告诉我们，每一个传福音的人都是上帝的天使。
The Bible has told us everyone who spreads the messages are angels.
你在地上，你愿意做上帝的天使吗？
Even though you live in this world,Are you willing to be the angel?
在第一次传福音的时候，上帝用了天使。
In the first instance of spreading the message, the God chosen the angels.
因为那个时候地上还没有一个知道福音的人。
Because at that time there was no one in the world understand the message.
所以，但是。有了第一个制造福音的人，上帝就要用人，用罪人作为天使，向其他的罪人传福音。
Once there were first recipients in this world, the God would use them, use mankind to spread the message.
我们今天在地上，我们凭着信心向其他人传福音的时候，我们是上帝的天使。
Nowadays, when we are faithful to express the message, we are the angels of the God.
所以不要小看传福音的这个工作。
Don't look upon the missionary work.
然后第四个原因啊，为什么上帝选择牧羊人？
Now the fourth reason why the God selected the shepherds.
因为这一群牧羊人，他们接受福音以后，他们成为上帝敬拜上帝的真正的主耶稣的门徒。
Because after they received the message, they become the disciples to worship the Lord.
第二次耶稣说得非常清楚，牧羊人回去了，他们不是回去了就回去了，他们回去以后就因为所听见所看见的，他们就归荣耀给神，赞美耶稣基督。
And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told upon them.
为什么要荣耀赞美主？
Why should we glorify the God?
因为你真的相信他是你的救主，他是你生命的主，你自然就会赞美他。
If you truly believe himself as the savior of your life, you would glorify him.
今天的教会里面，我再说不是光我的教会，有多少人信主以后好像永远就消失了呢？
Once again, I'm not referring to our church, but in many churches, there are people who would never return to church after baptism.
还有多少人受洗以后就不再来敬拜上帝呢？
And how many people stop worshiping God after, you know, receive baptism?
我们为什么要敬拜我们的神？
So why should we worship our God?
因为他是生命的救主，也是一切真善美的源头。
Because he is the savior of life and he is the origin of all beautiful in the world.
你敬拜上帝的时候，表明你是一个追求真、追求善、追求真正永恒美的人。
If you seek God as a savior, you are seeking the true beauty and the goodness and eternal life in the world.
换句话说，你是在追求，你在真正的追求哪位上帝
？In other words, you are seeking the true God.
否则，我们好像信了主，我们得到了一个什么东西，我们就存在银行里面，好像永远就是我们的。但是你要知道，信仰是关乎生命的。
You should know there is no material reward for your belief because the faith is about the spiritual.
信仰是生命，而生命是要永远活着的，叫一个生命。
So faith is about life, and only these are living is about faithful.
所以我们常常敬拜神，是要亲近这一位主，是要跟这个主建立一个真实的一个生命的联系。
So when we are worshiping the God, we want to get closer to the God, so that we can taste the life.And make a connection with life.
在这一个联系上帝生命联系的过程中，我们的生命得以真正的改变，真正的向他，真正的荣耀他。
When we are in contacting with God, our life is also changing.
所以换句话说，基督徒的人生不是 run program, 不是追求表面的东西，而是追求两个生命和使命。
So.A true believer is not to believe in the program, but it means two things. The first is mission, and the second is life.
所以，如果我们的信仰、我们的服事或者教会的侍奉不是以生命跟使命为中心的，可能就不重要。
If our service is not oriented toward mission and life, it's worthless.
最后。圣经告诉我们说，虽然他所选上帝选召的第一批福音的接受者是这群牧羊人，但是不是仅仅关乎这些牧羊人的，这个信息是关乎万民的。
And the Bible said, even though the first recipients were the shepherds, the message is not about the shepherds. They should spread the message toward everyone in the world.
先从犹太人，然后到外邦人。
First started with Jews and then with Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，从旧约的角度来说啊，我们都是外邦人。
From the perspective of Old Testament, we are all Gentiles.
但是上帝说，因为他说这个信息关乎万民，他要让万民得救，不愿意一人承认。
So, but because the message is to save.All humanities is not merely about one's salvation.
所以真正的最好的圣诞礼物就是主耶稣。
So the best Christmas gift is the Jesus Christ.
23年前的圣诞夜。
23 years ago, on Christmas Eve.
我从中国来到了美国。
Pastor Chang went to America from China.
正好就是2000年的圣诞夜。
And it is a Christmas Eve of 2000.
这完全不是我的安排。
So it's not planned.
也完全是上帝的计划。
So this is a plan of God.
在20年前，在中国根本还没有过圣诞的这样一个概念。
At that time in China, there was no tradition of celebrating Christmas.
我们最多就是一个很模糊的哦，十二月二十五号圣诞节，二十四号是圣诞夜。所以当时我买飞机票的时候，我根本都没有考虑到哦，这个是圣诞夜的这个。我上了飞机以后才发现，哦，在我在这一个在中国上飞机，在飞机上我才发现哦，好像今天是圣诞夜。
So when I purchased the flight ticket, I didn't take consideration the date, but when I was on the plane, I suddenly realized it was Christmas Eve.
当然，我来到美国，我也是来追求美国梦的，啊，也不是来追求耶稣基督的。
And when I arrived in America, I'm seeking the American dream, not seeking the way of the Lord.
我记得非常的清楚，当那个飞机啊，从这一个上海浦东机场。上升飞，然后飞向太平洋。我看到茫茫大海后面这片土地的时候，我哭了。
When the plane departed from Shanghai and flew over the Pacific, I cried when I looked back upon the land.
我说背后这片土地啊，好像给了我很多很多的苦难，好像我要说对这片土地说再见，我要追求一个。崭新的人生，我要追求一个美国梦。
Because I suffered so much in the land, the motherland, so I want to say goodbye to that and seek a new dream in America.
但是非常奇妙的是，我来到了美国，我三个月，我信了耶稣。
But it's quite amazing that I believed in God, in America after 3 months.
我今天想起来，我在美国二十三年，我最大的可能也是，甚至可以说是唯一的收获，就是我认识了主。
In retrospect, my 23 year in America, the biggest or maybe the only gain I have, you know, again is to believe in God.
我感谢主，他没有离弃我。
I'm thankful that the God didn't leave me behind.
他呼召我，但我抵抗他，抵抗了七年之后，我后来终于降服在他的面前。
After 7 years of resistance, I believed in him.
那我不仅做了一个信主的人，而且做一个福音的使者，做一个传道人。
I not only become a believer, but I also become.A missionary to spread his message.
那我向许许多多我的同胞，甚至于更多的人传扬福音。
So that I am able to spread the message to the thousands of my countrymen and many others.
不仅仅传扬福音，而且把神的话真正的教导给每一个信主的人，让他们做一个真正的跟随耶稣的门徒。
Not only to spread the message, but make sure they would truly believe in the God's word.
感谢主，真的人生最大的祝福就是信仰主耶稣。
I'm so grateful because the greatest blessing of the life is to believe in God.
否则，无论再成功和失败，无论你最有再高的成就和的地位，无论你在美国赚更多的钱。再多的钱，我们的人生都将是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
Otherwise, our life would be futile, regardless of how much wealth we have accumulated in this world.
在过去的一个月，我参加了三个或者主持了三个葬礼啊。三个葬礼 ，funeral service.
So over the past months, I attended 3 funerals.
大的八十七岁，年长的87岁，年轻的才46岁。
The eldest it was over 80s, and the youngest was over 46.
当我每次去参加这个葬礼的时候，我再一次明白，我们在地上的这一切，甚至于说人的评价根本不重要。
So every time I attend a funeral, I realized everything in this world is futile.
真正重要的是，我们的归宿在哪里
？So what's really important is where do we belong to？
真正重要的是上帝，他最后如何来评价你的人生
What's really important is how God judged your life at the final, at the end of the, at the end of the world.
所以今天你听到这个大喜的信息，你的回应是什么？
So what would be your response today when you heard the great news?
如果你还没有信靠耶稣，你没有认耶稣基督为你的救主，你必须选择他。
If you haven't believed in God yet, you must believe in Him.
就像那一个牧羊人一样，听到以后就相信。
Like the shepherds, once heard the news, you should believe in it.
那我们今天已经信主的人，我们也要思考，我们听到这个福音，我们知道这个福音究竟是什么。
And for those who have already believed in it, you should reflect what does this news actually mean.
而且我们要知道，我们要像这群牧羊人一样，成为一个真正的相信、真正的降服、真正的传扬福音、真正的敬拜上帝的主的门徒。
We should behave like the shepherds to become a true believer to spread the message toward others,
而不是一个简单的，好像做一个外表的信徒一样。
And don't be a listener.Just behaving like a Christian in outlook.
我们感谢主。
We are grateful towards God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We are grateful toward you, the Lord our Father.
感谢你在那一个两千多年前，你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到人间。
We are grateful that over 2,000 years ago, you dispatched your beloved Son toward us.
道成肉身，向我们显明何为真理，何为生命，何为拯救。
The incarnation of Jesus Christ showed us what is truth, what is a way.
让我们这一群死在罪恶和过犯中的人看到了真正的希望。
So that we are the sinners can see the hope, the true hope.
那我们能够看到耶稣基督，他就是以马内利，他是唯一的救主。
So that we can see Jesus Christ as the Emmanuel, as the only Savior.
为今天在场的或者以后要听到这篇信息的所有人来祷告。
For those who are present.And who in the future may hear the message, we pray for them.
让每一个人听到你的福音，就愿意悔改在你的面前，认耶稣为救主，让罪得赦免，进入上帝永恒的国。
We pray that everyone who heard the message will confess and will go to heaven.
也让每一个已经受洗的人，能够真正的降服在耶稣基督的权柄之下，能够成为一个真正认罪悔改，能真正的与主同行的人。
And we pray those who have already believed would become the truly believers and kneel down toward you and confess their sins.
让我们的生命日日更新，让我们的生命与主永紧紧相连。
We pray that our lives would be renewed consistently and we would be connected to you forever.
你让我们成为一个上帝的使者，传扬上帝的福音，像上帝的天使一样来敬拜这一位永恒的主。
We pray that we would become the messengers to spread the news toward everyone and be your angels.
我们如此祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
In the name of the Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.